1450 AM and 98.7 FM, WDLB, Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
And good morning. Great to be here at St. John's in Pittsville. A little icy out there. The roads were great. The parking lot was a disaster. All right, but anyhow, we made it, and we're glad all of you are here. We welcome all of you, especially those listening on the radio at home or in the car. We especially thank the Pete Peterson family in behalf of his birthday, which was on December 29th, by his loving wife Sally, for sponsoring this morning's radio broadcast. So we thank you. It is great to be here. Let us begin, shall we, with a word of prayer as we follow the special order of worship that was handed to you as you came in. We begin. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that on this first Sunday after Christmas, we can still celebrate that most priceless gift of all, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May we not only celebrate his coming, but may we live in him and for him and through him, and may our lives be a show of gratitude for all that you do and for all that our Lord has done in his suffering, death, and in his resurrection. Be with us now on this first Sunday after Christmas as we worship, sing, and praise you alone. In your holy name, we ask all of these things. Amen. Let us begin, then, as we follow our special order of worship. I have to have mine enlarged because the bifocals don't always work. Oh, you laugh. He'll get there, too. Let us begin with our opening hymn, Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising.
Thank you.
rise together. We begin this service just as we began our entrance into the kingdom of God, of the redeemed in the water and the word through holy baptism. So we make our beginning recalling God's presence and his promise in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in our Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, always beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. The psalmist reminds us, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Before we join in the corporate confession, let us each in his own heart, mind, and soul silently confess our most inward and secretive sins before the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners do confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have all sinned against you by our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Wherefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Having confessed inwardly and outwardly, we hear the tremendously good news of God's love and forgiveness. How Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon all of us and has given, sent, and sacrificed his one and only Son to die for us. And now, for the sake of Jesus, he forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives the power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. We continue with the responsive reading of our intro. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the elders of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and praises. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Thank you. Lord be with you. And with my spirit, let us pray. O God, our Maker and our Redeemer, you wonderfully created us in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Now grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, that one who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, please.
The Old Testament reading is from the Moses' book of Exodus, the 13th chapter. The Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine." Then Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are males shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, 'What does this mean?' you shall say to him, 'By a strong hand the Lord has brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery.' For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the 9th chapter. "Put on then, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may remain seated for our psalm, Psalm 111. The psalmist reminds us, "Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Let us stand for the triple Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel for this first Sunday after Christmas, according to the writer St. Luke, his second chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And it came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. Now she was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord. Standing to boldly confess our unity of faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We'll try to see if we can have a children's message this morning. Any children that would like to come forward? Oh, come on up. There you go. One is better than none. There you go. Because I have a treat for you. That's right. Yeah, just make yourself comfortable. We're just going to kind of look, but keep your shoes on, okay? Well, you probably in your home have a lot of symbols of Christmas, don't you? I know we do, right? You have a tree. You have a wreath. Maybe. She's looking. Do you have a wreath? I don't. Do you have poinsettias? Maybe not. Flowers. Those are the flowers behind you. Well, we have all kinds of symbols in the church also that reminds us of Christmas. Okay? For example, that Advent wreath over there. Did you ever notice that wreaths are generally pretty round? You know why? A wreath has no beginning and no end, unless I make it. Okay? A wreath symbolizes God, because God has no beginning and no end. Notice the wreath has candles on it. Candles signify the light of Christ. There's three purple and there's a pink, because those are the Sundays in Advent. Hope, love, joy, and peace. And then the center candle is the Christ candle, and that is white for purity. Okay? Also the tree. I'm sure you have a tree in your house. Yeah, we do too. In fact, we have three trees. One big one and then two little ones. Okay? Because my wife loves Christmas and decorates all of them. The tree is green because green celebrates life. You know, we kind of are in the season of spring outside right now, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to pay for this. You bet we are. And the grass is green, and that signifies life. It's growing, okay? Well, the tree is green because God provides life. Notice also where it points. Points up. Because God reminds us He is the giver of all things, and He showers His gifts upon us. And then you may not have a poinsettia. We are not poinsettia fans in our family. I do not have a green thumb. Okay? I can kill almost any flower that comes into our house. All right? But poinsettias come from Mexico, and their leaves are generally red because Jesus shed His blood on the cross. Well, there's another symbol that we have used in our house for many years, and I brought some with me. Okay? You probably have seen these before also. Candy canes. I love candy canes. I love peppermint. But there was a candy maker in Indianapolis, and he wanted to come up with a candy that would symbolize Christ and Christmas. So he came up with a white piece of candy, and then he thought, well, white is for the purity of Christ, because He was sinless. But then he took red candy, and he wrapped it around that white piece of candy, and he said, well, we're going to have three stripes on that candy cane, because with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. And he looked at that piece of candy, and it was a straight piece of candy with red stripes on it, and he said, there's got to be something else that I can do to make that candy symbolize the love of God. So he heated it, and he put a bend on it. Now, if you turn it like this, that's the first letter of Jesus' name. So this symbolizes God's love in Christ. But then he also said, well, if you turn it like this, that kind of looks like a shepherd's crook, because Jesus is our good shepherd. So, you know, we have all kinds of symbols around our house. We like to hang candy canes on our tree, and then after Christmas, we always tell our grandkids, our one grandson doesn't like peppermint, so I eat his, okay? But we always tell our grandchildren, take a candy cane as a reminder of God's love in Christ, and I'm going to give you this one, and I am going to give you an extra one, because I want you to share, okay? Don't eat both of them. All right. And how about if we have a little prayer, and I have extras, but nobody else came up? No, not too late. All right. Let's have a little prayer. And we pray, dear Jesus, the Christmas season is very special with the trees and the lights and the gifts and all of the above. But You make it special because You give us Your very life in Christmas. You are the one who makes Christmas so very special. You come down and You take on human flesh, and then You suffer and You die for every one of our sins. That's the gift that we always have to remember, Your gift of love. Now, Jesus, continue to bless us, and may we always remember Your precious life and death. In Your name we pray. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming up, and thanks for listening, being a good listener. And I know you're going to share, maybe. Or, hey, and don't sell that candy cane either. All right. Let's join in our sermon hymn. Now sing, we now rejoice. grace and mercy and peace from God our Father and from his Son, our Savior Jesus the Christ, that one who was and that one who is, that one who is yet to come. Amen. The words of our text are from our gospel. There was a man in Jerusalem. His name was Simeon. He was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus into the temple to do what was done according to the law, he took him up into his arms and blessed him and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared before the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. So far the text. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, there is an old Scottish legend about a shepherd who was out watching his straggling herd of sheep. And as he was kind of watching his sheep, I spent a night with the shepherds many years ago in Israel, in Jerusalem, just outside the city of Bethlehem. You could see the city lights at night, and we were in the wilderness with a family, and I got to tell you, it's kind of boring. There's no Wi-Fi. They didn't have lap pads, you see. So they just kind of sat there, and they made do with what they had. They played games, they threw rocks, and you know, whatever. But it's kind of boring. Well, it was kind of boring for this young shepherd, and it happened as he was looking for things to do, he looked down. And there at his feet was the most beautiful flower that he had ever seen in his life. He'd never seen a flower like that in the middle of no place. And he bent down and he picked up that flower out of the ground and he looked at it. He looked at its beauty and the sensitive petals and the color of the stamen. And he just looked and he held it and he smelled it, and the fragrance of that single flower was magnificent. And as he was holding and looking at that flower, all of a sudden there was a tiny voice that said, don't forget the best. He didn't know what that meant, you see. He had never heard that before. And he looked up and behold, in the mountain before him, the mountain began to split apart. And as the sun shone into that mountain, he couldn't believe the glitter and the gold and the silver and everything that was contained in that mountain. Well, his mouth dropped. He had never seen anything like this before. And his first thought was, I'm going to get in there. And guess what? I'm going to grab all of that gold and silver and precious gems that I can. And as he went into that cavern, you see, with the mountain split apart, he was picking up gold and silver and putting it in his hands, in his pocket, every place he could. And all of a sudden, he stopped. And he heard that voice again. Don't forget the best. So thinking he had missed some of the precious jewels in that, he went back and he really stuffed his pocket and his cuffs of his pants, and he held as many things as he could in his hands, just that he couldn't almost walk. And again, as he was walking out, he heard that voice, don't forget the best. But he had no more room on his body or in his pockets or in his hands. And he walked out of that opening of that mountain. And as soon as he walked out of that opening of that mountain, all of the gold and silver and jewels and precious gems that he held in his person and body turned into dust. And as quickly as he had picked it up, it disappeared. And he heard that voice, you forgot the best. For the best was in the beauty and the simplicity of God's gift of nature, and you forgot that. Well, you know, we are a week after Christmas, and sometimes, you know, we forget the best, don't we? I haven't seen any trees thrown out yet. I'm looking for that. That'll probably happen this week, right? Or after the first of the year. We try to keep ours up until after Epiphany, and then all of a sudden my wife will say, "That's enough, I've had it." And I said, "I'm going to McDonald's." And that doesn't fly either. But we forget the best, you see? We just celebrated one of the most wonderful times of the year. And have you ever noticed all of the smiles and all of the people that are pretty much more gracious, unless you take the gift they were looking for on the shelf, or unless you park in their spot, you see? But we are entertained, and we entertain more at this time of the year than at any other time of the year, and we're happy and we're full of smiles. Of course, alcohol may help, you see. But it's a joyous time of the year. And then all of a sudden, after all the parties and all the gifts have been opened, we tend to forget the best. Well, in our text, Simeon did not forget the best. Simeon was a devout man of faith, and he was looking for the coming of the Christ. And lo and behold, as he was in the temple one day filled with the Holy Spirit, Mary and Joseph brought the child Jesus in. You see? And it's amazing because Jesus was born into a lowly stable. He wasn't a palace, or it wasn't a throne room. It wasn't anything fancy with gold or silver. It was a simple feeding trough. And into the world, in the flesh, Jesus came in that feeding trough. And now it was time, according to Mosaic law, to have him dedicated to the Lord. It's interesting because the Deuteronomy reading says the firstborn is to be dedicated to the Lord. Now, that worked in our family because I was the firstborn. Isn't that interesting? And I never thought of that, you see? And it's not that my parents woke up one day and said, "Well, we're going to have a son, Mark, and we're going to bring him to the Lord." That's not how that worked, you see. But in the third grade, the Holy Spirit worked upon me, and I decided at what point that this is what I wanted to do. To be a pastor and to preach the good news as long as I could to as many people as I could. But there was an obstacle, you see. I was tongue-tied. Yeah. Come Christmas, I'd say, Mary Mitmit. And all my classmates laughed at me. In fact, in fourth grade, they made me class president because at the end of the year, I had to give a speech. And they just waited for that so they could heckle me, you see. And I thought, well, what are you going to do? But lo and behold, in fact, I told my pastor I wanted to be a pastor. And he came to my parents' home. You know, that's a scary thing, eh? When the pastor comes to your home. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's either for money or they're going to yell at you, right? Well, he told my parents, "Discourage Mark. Yeah, don't let him become a pastor. Because he has to speak in front of people. And the people won't understand and they're going to make fun of him." So my parents took me to a doctor. And you know, back then, if you were tongue-tied, they actually cut that little thing under your tongue. Well, our family physician looked at me and says, "No." He says, "He's going to grow out of that. No speech therapy, nothing." But by the time I was in the eighth grade, I could speak perfectly, you see. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called, you see. So Simeon was in the temple, and in comes the special child, and immediately Simeon recognizes who this child is, of Joseph and Mary, and they offer a sacrifice. And again, keeping with Jesus in his poverty, became poor so that we might become rich, they offer two little turtle doves, that probably the most reasonable offering you could offer at that time. And they dedicate Jesus to the Lord. And as soon as Simeon sees the child, he takes him into the arms and he prays the Nunc Dimittis, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen the salvation that has come to all people, a light to light to the Gentiles and the glory of God's people, Israel." Simeon did not forget. He remembered. He remembered the best. Well, you know, we just celebrated that awesome day of Christmas, and like I said before, it's kind of lackluster now. You know, we're getting tired of the trees, and the wreath is drying out, and the garland on the outside of the house is starting to lose its needles, and pretty soon all of that will be gone. But we dare not, you see, forget the best. If we've seen it once, I bet we've seen it 100 times. Clark Griswold's Christmas Vacation. Yeah. I enjoy it because I like Chevy Chase. My wife turns it off every chance she gets. But in one of the scenes, you see, it's memorable. You see, Clark has overextended himself. Okay, he put money down on an in-ground pool for his family, and if he doesn't get his usual Christmas bonus, he's going to be in the red. So he's a little on edge. It could be that both sets of parents are staying with him, you see, and that's never easy during the holidays, you see. So he's looking for that delivery man for that Christmas bonus, and all of a sudden, in the midst of everything that's happening, there's a doorbell, and here's a delivery person with that envelope. Oh, it's his bonus! That bonus that he's been waiting for, you see? And the family gathers around him, and he's just drum rolling, you know, brrr, you see? And he opens that bonus, and he looks, and what's the matter, Clark? Aren't you going to share it with him? What's the matter? Oh, what is it? Did you get your bonus? Yeah, he says, it's a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club. Yeah, to which his dim-witted cousin-in-law, Eddie, says, oh, Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year long. And Clark says, that it is, Edward. That it is. The gift of Christ, that's the gift that keeps giving the whole year long. You know, little Jimmy wanted a red dump truck for Christmas. That's all little Jimmy talked about. I want a red dump truck. That's all it. He cut out pictures and he put them all over the house. He wanted a red toy dump truck. That's all Jimmy wanted, you see? His one big gift. Well, lo and behold, on Christmas Day, as he came down the steps, what was under the tree was a nice sized box, and Jimmy just knew that this was his big red toy dump truck. And he ripped into the paper and he opened that box, sure enough, a big red Tonka dump truck. Oh, and he hugged it and he kissed it. He says, oh, finally, I got my dump truck and I'm going to love it and I'm going to play with it. And off, he didn't even care about any of the other packages, underwear and socks. So he went into the other room, you see, and he started playing with his dump truck for about an hour. You didn't hear a word out of Jimmy. And all of a sudden, there was some crying coming out of the family room, and Mom and Dad went in there and says, Jimmy, what's the matter? And there was Jimmy's dump truck. The dumping part in one hand, the chassis and wheels on the floor. And with tears in his eyes, Jimmy looked up at and said to Daddy, Daddy, my Christmas is already broken. Well, life is rough. And many of you feel after Christmas that your Christmas is already broken. Things just don't seem to get any better. You know, the story is told during World War II, one of our members in Kohler was shot down. He was a bomber pilot. He was shot down over Germany during a bombing raid, and he survived, but he was put into a prisoner of war camp. And he said, and back then, in that particular prison of war camp, they separated the Americans from the British for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, as they had recess and they could go out, and there was a fence that separated the two nationalities, he had a friend that was British, and the friend said, come here. He says, I listen to the radio. We have a makeshift radio in our camp. And guess what? I heard that the Allies are landing at Normandy. We will be freed. Freedom is on our way, you see. And he was all excited. And of course, my member went back to the American side and spread the news. Well, all of a sudden, you know, the soldiers were jumping around and rolling on the ground and yelling and screaming. And all the Germans thought, well, they're crazy. What was in that soup we gave them? You see, this isn't natural. Here, you see, they were looking forward to that good news, but they were still prisoners. You know, many of us feel that way. We're still prisoners to this world and prisoners to sin. But the help has come. The help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That one who came incarnate so that we might have forgiveness and peace and life. So we celebrate that Christmas. We don't forget the very best that is in our life. St. Paul says like this, if we live, we live unto the Lord. If we die, we die with the Lord. So then whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. St. Paul, in his last words before he was killed by the emperor, writes to the Christians of Rome, and he says, I am persuaded, not death, not life, not powers, not principalities, nothing above, nothing below, nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus. Don't forget the best, for the best has come. You know, it was Jessica's sixth Christmas. She had had a wonderful Christmas. She got everything she wanted on the list. She celebrated with parents, grandparents, and cousins, you see. They had lots of food to eat. They sang all the familiar Christmas songs. And it had been a tiring Christmas day. And after everybody had left and Mom had cleaned up, Mom said to Jessica, well, let's get you in bed. Let's tuck you in bed. So Mom took little Jessica up to bed and tucked her in. And they said their prayers. And Jessica looked at Mom and said, oh, Mom, that was such a wonderful Christmas. Yes, Mom said, it surely was. We celebrated. We sang. You opened gifts. Awesome. Jessica says, I'll never forget this Christmas. Oh, and Mom, what's that, Jessica? I sure hope Mary and Joseph have another baby next year. Well, they had more babies, but that first baby incarnated by the Holy Spirit, that's the one who fills all of our needs. We don't forget the best that God has to send them, his son, Jesus Christ. You know, if our greatest need would have been a teacher, God would have sent us the world's best educator. That was before AI, you see. If our greatest need would have been technology, he would have sent us an IT person or a scientist. If our greatest need would have been money, he would have sent us the world's greatest economist. But God knew what our greatest need was, to have our sins forgiven, to live in that peace that we heard about, that peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and to celebrate that Christmas gift all year long. It is the gift that keeps on giving the whole year long. Don't forget the best that God has given us. In his name we pray. Amen. And now, may that peace of God that surpasses our human understanding, ever keep our hearts and our lives and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us continue with my service. Here it is. With our doxology, praise God from whom all blessing flows. Please stand. And minds in prayer. Heavenly Father, the gatherings have occurred. All of the gifts have been opened. Cookies and candy are being eaten. The gifts have been put away, some returned, some already broken. And we slump into our easy chairs thinking, well, Christmas is finally over. In times like this, remind us, Heavenly Father, that you've given us the greatest gift of all. We dare not forget the best, your one and only Son. You sent him into our sinful world to be our one and only Savior. For us, Christmas isn't a day or a season, but Christ and his love and his presence is our way of life. So strengthen us to be his disciples in word and in deed, Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you have promised never to leave us nor forsake us, but to abide with us to the very end of our time. Grant that those who live alone may never be lonely, but may find both comfort from your promises and the fulfillment in loving you and their neighbors all their days long. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those who are called in their professions and vocations to serve us and to protect us, our armed forces, our fire and police personnel, our first responders, our doctors, nurses, and all others who have to work even on the holidays. Guide them, guard them, and may your presence always watch over them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we acknowledge you again to be that great physician of body and mind and spirit. We ask your guidance and healing upon all those who are known to us or who are presently in any kind of need, all of those listed on the back of our church bulletin this week. And we pray that you would continue to grant them all your healing presence through doctors, nurses, therapists, and others who minister to them in their time of need. Be also with those who are far away from their homes in nursing care facilities and CBRFs, and continue to remind them of your daily presence. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we continue to pray for our nation. We ask that the transition from President Biden to President Trump goes smoothly, and we ask your blessings upon those who have served and those who will serve. Guide and direct our new president so that his will can become your will, and that your will governs all that is said and done. For into your hands, Heavenly Father, we commend all for whom we have prayed in your holy name. Amen. We join now in that prayer that our Lord has personally taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated as we continue with Let Us All with Gladsome Voice. Stand together for our closing prayers. We pray. Almighty God, once again you have called your church to witness that in Christ you have reconciled us to yourself. Grant that by your Holy Spirit, all of us may proclaim the good news of your salvation, so that all who hear it may receive the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now receive the benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and grant you his peace. Time of worship is over. It is now time to go forth with God's blessings of grace, hope, and peace as you love, trust, and serve our Savior, that babe of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ. We will with the help of God. Amen. We remain standing, for God loves me dearly. And again, a good morning and God's blessings to all of you. Prayers and wishes to all of you for a very happy and healthy and blessed new year, 2025. Didn't we just do that last year? You know, Sandy and I were talking last night. I said, where did 2024 go? You know, when I was younger, not that many years ago, I used to sit on Grandma's lap and I was always bored. I think I may have an ADHD before it was diagnosed, all right? But I said to Grandma, I said, oh, Grandma! You know, I thought she was old. She was in her 40s. I said, Grandma! I said, life is so boring. Time goes so slow. And she said, Mark, you wait till you get older. Time is going to fly by. And I, Grandma, what do you know? She knew a lot. She knew a lot. Time does fly by. So make the most of every second and every day, and remember the best, God's gift in Christ Jesus. And it's been a pleasure. We pray God's blessings upon Pastor Gary, visiting with family in North Dakota. Yeah, the home of Lawrence Welk and Myron Florin. I don't think he's going to see them there, but we pray God's speed upon him. I'm glad he could celebrate with family. We pray that he comes back safe and sound and doesn't bring any cold or snowy weather with it. All right, see you in the back. Right on the money. Good morning. Good morning.
98.7 FM and 1450 AM, WDLB Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The new Congress will be sworn in January 3rd with elections for Speaker of the House and leadership positions to follow. Some Republicans are upset with the Speaker, Mike Johnson, and how he's handled the recent funding fight. They've talked about electing a different Speaker, moving on from Johnson. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York tells ABC's This Week that's a bad idea.
Matt Gaetz and several of my colleagues teamed up with 208 Democrats to remove Kevin McCarthy, which will go down as the single stupidest thing I've ever seen in politics. With that said, removing Mike Johnson would equally be as stupid.
179 of 181 people on board a South Korean passenger airliner were killed when the Boeing 737 tried to land with its landing gear up. It skidded across the runway, crashed into a wall, and burst into flames. Severe weather across the southern U.S. More than 50 tornadoes reported in the last 3 days, blamed for 2 deaths on Saturday. This is ABC News.
Holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Listen to all your holiday favorites on your timeless classic station, WDLB.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we have it at night. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Snowman, and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream